Okay, Chair, you're on the record.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'll call to order the Intertie Management Committee regular meeting January 16th, 2026. Jennifer, if you could, roll call for committee members.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, here.
Chugach Electric Association.
Andrew Laughlin, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Dan Bishop, here.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers, here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Public roll call, please.
Okay. First, we'll go to our attorney on the Teams meeting.
Good morning, everyone. Joel Paisner, counsel to the INC.
And then we'll go to the other folks that are on the Teams meeting. Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Golden Valley, that's Nathan Minima.
Paul Millwood, Chugach Electric.
Keith Tachkoff, Golden Valley Electric.
Sinclair, Matanuska Electric.
Nicole, Matanuska Electric.
Okay, and next we'll go to the folks in the room if you state your name and affiliation.
Robert Varga, AEA.
Mark Ziesmer, Alaska Energy Authority.
Pam Ellis, AEA.
Mark Billingsley, Alaska Energy Authority.
David Pease, Matanuska Electric.
Pat Dimitrovich, AEA.
I'm Miller, Chugach Electric.
Okay, that's everybody, Chair.
Thanks, Jennifer. Moving on to item four. Agenda approval. Entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve the agenda as presented. Dan Bishop with Golden Valley.
Andrew Laughlin, Chugach, second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussions? Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the agenda is approved. Moving on to item five, public comments. Jennifer, please.
Okay, is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay, next we'll go to the Teams meeting. Is there anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Okay, next we'll go to the folks on the phone line. If there's anybody who would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, we have a public comment. I just have to.
Good morning, all. This is Bernie Smith, just a member of the public. I have a kind of a complaint. I attended many of these meetings, and for some reason there is no agenda on AEA's website or on the public notice. So either I don't know what happened here, but it's none for the IMC or the BPMC meeting. So I would like to see a posting of the agenda so I could follow along, because I have no idea what you're talking about. So thank you, and see if you can post that online. Thank you.
Any more public? Okay. Well, Bernie, thank you for bringing that forward to us. We'll have AEA look into that, why it was not posted, if it was or wasn't. So,
Mr. Zellers?
Yes.
I might be able to help Mr. Smith out. We modified our website slightly, so he may be having a challenge navigating those. So in the meantime, as the meeting proceeds, I will try to email both of those to you, Mr. Smith. And then certainly you
okay.
can call me, and I can help you navigate that.
I left you a voice message this morning at 8:30, so I did try to call as soon as I couldn't find an agenda. So thank you for your help, and I will be looking forward to listening and seeing what's on the agendas for both items. Thank you. Y'all have a good day. Bye. I would have been there in person, but the roads are just a mess. So, no, thank you.
Chair, if I can speak just for the record how to get to the agenda through the website, because it is posted. If you go to our website, you go under what we do, you go under Rail Belt Energy, you can find the Alaska Intertie as well as the Bradley Hydroelectric Project. Clicking on either one of those links will bring you to a website under, or bring you to a web page. Under that page, there's Intertie Management Committee over to the left. If you click on that, brings up a schedule. There's a schedule. The agenda shows up there. When you pull up, you click on the agenda, it brings up a PDF, and all of the items under the agenda are hot-linked. So I hope that helps you, Bernie.
Yes, I did. That helped a lot. I tried everything else, but I didn't try that. I didn't go to the agenda. All right, well, that solves my problem, so thank you for solving it for me, and y'all have a good meeting. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bernie. Moving on to item 6, approval of prior minutes, the December 5th, 2025 regular meeting, and then the January 6th, 2026 special meeting. So minutes, you have them in your packet, and give you guys a minute and entertain a motion for that.
A motion to approve the minutes as presented, Dan Bishop with Golden Valley.
Bill Price, second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussions? Any objections to approval of the minutes? Seeing and hearing none, minutes are approved. Moving on to item 7, new business. Is there any new business? I have none listed. Somebody's bringing new business forward. Moving on, item 8, old business. 8A, FY26 budget amendment. We'd like to speak to this. Bills, Mark, are you going to speak to this?
We went through I can speak to it, and Mark can answer questions as they come up. There's really only 3 changes that were made in the budget. One of Matt Nuska's projects was reduced in either scope or cost. If there's a question, I'll defer that one to MEA. The Douglas substation foundation repairs has gone over budget by a little bit, and the Douglas communications project being managed by CEA has gone over budget as well, but that over budget is due to additional work being done, public funds running out. That we've discussed this numerous times. Happy to entertain questions on any of these 3 items, but other than that, there were no other changes. I did receive one comment this morning regarding the grant budgets that the MEA, the vegetation management grant that was applied for did not come through, and so that will not be funded. But one of the things we need to emphasize for the record is these grant budgets do not flow through into the IMC budget. They're here for the record. They're here for approval. They're accounted for outside of the IMC budget. One change we could entertain is to remove the vegetation management plan, a vegetation management grant from the budget as it was not approved. AEA has no strong opinion either way on that.
Thank you, Bill, for that recap. Can I get a motion on the floor?
Andrew Laughlin, Chugach Electric. Move to approve the Alaska Intertie Management Committee. Sorry, I'll pause. Let me try that again. Move that the Alaska Intertie Management Committee approve the fiscal year 2026 budget amendment number 1 to be posted for the 30-day public comment period as presented. Comments are due to the IMC and the AEA by February 24th, 2026 by 5 p.m.
Second, for Dan Bishop of Golden Valley.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor. Discussions on the budget. So I guess the discussion I would have is, do we want to remove the vegetation piece out of it, or since it necessarily doesn't affect it, is move forward.
And we have a choice. We can remove it after it's been posted. We can remove it now. And it's not terribly difficult either way. I want to speak to, if you disagree, please speak up, Mark. But either way.
No, this is Mark Ziesmer, AEA. We can remove it before we put it for the 30-day public comment period. That'd be easy enough to do. Again,
it's the will of the body.
If it interlocks and shoot at, if it's coming out, I'd do it before we post it, just for clarity's sake.
Okay.
No objections.
No objections. So, entertain a friendly amendment to have that removed under this motion. So,
this is Bill Price with AEA. I move. So I need to put that amendment out, don't I? So the move that we strike the vegetation management grant and post the budget with no other changes.
Second, Dan Bishop. Cool.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the FY26 budget be amendment to remove the vegetation piece out of that. Any discussion? Any objection to that amendment? Okay, hearing and seeing none, that passes. Now to the original motion for the approval of the FY26 budget as amended. Any further discussion? Any objections? I'm seeing and hearing none. Budget is approved as amended. Thank you. All right. Moving on, item 9A, committee of reports, budget tax rolls. Mark?
Good morning. I'm Mark Ziesmer with AEA. Today I'll be walking through the Alaska Intertie budget to actual revenue and expenses report as of October 31st, 2025. Let's start with revenues at the top of page 2. Revenues came in at $119,741 over budget, primarily due to higher than expected energy usage. The actual energy usage exceeded budget by 2,881 megawatt hours, and you can see this reflected on the last page of the report. Interest income earned from the beginning of the fiscal year through October 31st totaled $27,607. On the expense side of things, operating expenses were $629,568 under budget. There were several categories that had minimal or no activity so far, which contributed to the underspend variance. There are a few areas where expenses are currently over budget. One is the 5,700 maintenance of station equipment. The Douglas substation communications is as of October 31st is over by $47,309. This category covers the costs which were originally funded by state appropriated dollars. We just approved a budget amendment for this item, so there will be additional funds to cover the overage here. 5,700 maintenance of station equipment, Douglas substation, it's over by $161,001. The project was planned across both fiscal year 25 and 26. However, more of the spending occurred in fiscal year 26. And again, on this one, we just approved a budget amendment in the last item agenda, so the overage will be covered by that increased budget funding. The next item is FERC 558306, which is miscellaneous admin and IMC administrative costs. They're over by $8,866, and this is mostly related to the costs related to the legal work that's being done in relation to the rail belt transmission. Discussion or RTO. The next item is FERC 58401 insurance, and that's over budget by $5,642, and that's basically due to timing differences between the budget and actual expense recognition. I believe the variance should level out over time. Final item would be administrative costs, or overall are $27,852 under budget. This is largely just due to lower than expected internal payroll and indirect costs. In total, as of October 31st, current revenues and expenses reflect a surplus of $1,078,120. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mark? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Item 9B, ILC report. Mike?
Morning, Mike Miller, Chugach Electric. So items of note in the IOC report for the January 16th meeting is some discussion regarding the Douglas Communications project and the need for a budget amendment for that. I provided some information on the budget for that project and the budget revision that you guys just approved in my report. The main driver for the deviation from the original budget is related to a need that was identified in flight to replace the enclosure for the communications equipment as well as address some land rights issues at Douglas. Update on the snow unloading project. There is some cost share agreement language that's being finalized between Chugach and Golden Valley on that. And there is an RFP for design that's been prepared. We also discussed the synchrophasor project and the goal to get some contracts ready by the end of the month for that. And some reports for review that were submitted for the IBR study and the 230 kV upgrade impact study. In my report, there was no update on the improvements to the communications assignment that you guys had given me in the SCADA Telecom subcommittee. However, subsequent to me producing my report, I did get an update from them. They held a meeting last week, and there were some action items that were assigned to each of the participants to follow up on some of the requests regarding potential fiber lease options as well as other avenues to address communications. And with that, I'll take any comments or questions from the IMC.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions from Mike on the IOC report? Okay. Seeing none, I think you're off the hook, Mike.
For one of two items.
For this one, yes. So, item 9C, operator report. Mike?
Yep, Mike Miller, she got you here again. In the operator report, you can see the trending for the usage of the intertie being consistent with what we've seen for the entire fiscal year, with about half of the usage that we had seen in the previous fiscal year. There were no trips of the intertie in the month of December, and there was one reporting event, and that was EGS units tripping to diesel. That was related to a natural gas fuel swap. And during the cutover, I guess there was an unexpected trip to diesel related to that. The units reduced their output and then responded. I think it was within 5 seconds they ramped back up to where they were at before. And so that provided a really healthy frequency response number for that event. And I'll take any comments or questions on my operator report.
Okay. Any comments, questions? Okay. Seeing none, thanks.
Thank you.
Moving on to the agenda, item 10, executive session. I'll entertain a moment. Motion for executive session. So.
I would move that, this is Dan Bishop with Gold Valley, I'd move that the IMC enter into executive session to discuss confidential matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of AEA, the intertie, or the IMC, or any of its members.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any objection? Okay, I would ask the members to look at who's online and in the room and make sure we have the appropriate people. Jennifer, please prepare us to go into executive session, please.
From AEA, we can...
Okay, Chair, you're back on the record.
Thank you, Jennifer. I advise that the committee had not taken any formal action on matters discussed while in executive session. So, moving on on the agenda, item 12, we're down to member comments. Bill, start with you.
I just want to echo the comments that were made by Joel, helping getting the briefs that were put out, and particularly the brief the MEA put out and the effort you guys put in to defend the IMC. It's appreciated, and look forward to seeing how this all shakes out.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew Laughlin, Shugach. Appreciate all the work by the committees and all the reports, and again to Tony and Joel for all the work they did on the briefs. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Dan.
Likewise, I'd just like to thank everybody on all the work they've done, the committees, subcommittees, AEA's accounting team, and on the legal briefs with Joel and the other IMC participants.
Yep, and I would echo those comments and thank Bill. You did a lot of work on that, and Mark for that, to help out on those briefs that are kind of short notice and coming fast and furious, it seems like. So for that. And the other thing I would echo is everybody be safe out there with the roads today. So for that. Moving on the agenda, item 13, next meeting date, March 20th, 2026. And then item 14, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You're off and you get so moved.
Bill Price, second.
Okay, any discussion? Any objections? Hearing seen none, we're adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.